It's -2 degrees and lightly snowing at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Katy Perry. Belleville is going to start looking into changing how it enforces its bylaws. James Gaughan has the story.
Currently in Belleville, a complaint must be registered before bylaw enforcement officers get involved in most instances. Councillor Paul Carr explains the current system by saying, imagine your neighbor had 5 rusted out cars on their lawn and an enforcement officer drives by.
You call and complain, they'll enforce the bylaw. But if they go drive by the house without a complaint, they may not.
But that may change, as council voted last night to have city staff look into changing how bylaws are enforced. According to Councillor Mitch Panchuk, the current system is too slow, and he'd like to see enforcement officers be more proactive.
I'd like to see the city enhance the service we provide to our citizens, that rather than making them have to call in all the time.
Carr agrees, saying that the system needs to change.
We have lots of bylaws on the books, but they're no good if they're not enforced.
City staff will begin looking at the issue, but there is no date as to when any changes could be made. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
U.S. President Donald Trump met with representatives from General Motors, Ford, and other automakers this morning. After telling them he is an environmentalist, he said he wants to cut environmental regulations to make it easier for new plants to be built.
We're going to make the process much more simple for the auto companies and for everybody else that wants to do business in the United States. I think you're going to find this to be from very inhospitable to extremely hospitable.
Trump tweeted that his focus will be creating and keeping jobs, writing, I want new plants to be built here for cars sold here. U.S. President Donald Trump is once again making false claims of election fraud. Mark Smith reports Trump is asserting that he would have won the popular vote in the 2016 election if 3 to 5 million immigrants living in the country illegally hadn't voted.
Discussing the election in a meeting with top lawmakers yesterday, the president insisted he would have won the popular vote had not the votes of 3 to 5 million immigrants living here illegally been counted. Now, there's no evidence whatsoever to support that claim, and in fact, Hillary Clinton got nearly 3 million more votes than he did.
Trump has made these unverified claims before, tweeting in late November that he would have won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally. Hope for finding more survivors is starting to fade at the site of a collapsed hotel in central Italy, where the death toll following an avalanche has climbed to 15. Nicole Winfield reports excavators have penetrated the snow-covered central part of the hotel for the first time.
They're using it to dig into this central area of the hotel. This is just the first time they've managed to get to it physically because the conditions have been so difficult.
Firefighters located a half dozen bodies within a few hours today. A theater company in Toronto is creating a play based on the intense police interrogation that caused Russell Williams to confess to his crimes. The One Little Goat Theater Company plans to premiere Smith Williams in March and boasts of a cast of women who will play the roles of the officer and Williams. Adam Selig, the company's artistic director, said that he got the idea for the play in 2010 when Williams' case and confession to OPP Detective Sergeant Jim Smith made headlines. Selig said that he was amazed at the time by Smith's ingenuity and chilled by Williams' matter-of-fact confessions to heinous crimes, all of which would be strong material for a theatrical performance. But Selig said he was inspired to make the play after violence against women, especially military women, became an urgent issue. After pleading guilty to the murders of two women, 37-year-old Corporal Marie-France Comeau and 27-year-old Jessica Lloyd, Williams, once a rising star in the Canadian Forces, was sentenced to life in prison in October of 2010. The eldest members of the Bush political dynasty continue to show improvement in a Texas hospital. Reporter Jim Ryan has the story.
George H.W. Bush checked into Houston Methodist Hospital 10 days ago, suffering pneumonia. He was later given a breathing tube and moved to intensive care. Even his wife, Barbara, was admitted for exhaustion and bronchitis. She has now been discharged. And as for the former president...
Friday or over the weekend, it's a bit of a moving target.
Dr. Clint Doerr says Barbara Bush has been clear.
You need to get us out of here and tuned up, because we've got to host that Super Bowl.
Which is being played on February 5th in the Bush's hometown of Houston. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Quebec director Denis Villeneuve and London, Ontario-born actor Ryan Gosling are among this year's Canadian Oscar nominees. Victoria Ahern has a story.
War objects have landed around...
Villeneuve received his first ever Oscar nomination this morning for Best Director for the Aliens Have Landed thriller Arrival, which is also up for Best Picture. The film also received nominations for Film Editing, Adapted Screenplay, Cinematography, Sound Editing, Sound Mixing, and Production Design. Meanwhile, Gosling received his second career Oscar nomination. He's up for Best Actor for La La Land, his second such nomination after a nod for Half Nelson in 2007. Other Canadian nominees include the National Film Board of Canada animated short Blind Vaisha. Victoria Ahern, the Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Learners with intellectual or developmental disabilities can pursue a post-secondary education. Discover modified programming at Loyalist College. Loyalist is hosting an info session this evening from 5 to 6. Find out about the new two-year community integration through cooperative education, Ontario College Certificate Program, also known as CICE. Students can enhance work skills and gain experience during field placements. Attend the Loyalist College information session today from 5 to 6 p.m. Loyalist College, they put you to work.
Good afternoon, I'm Katy Perry with QNET Sports. It's shaping up to be quite a day in the CFL. The Toronto Argonauts fired GM Jim Barker this morning after missing the playoffs for the third time in Barker's six seasons on the job. At noon in Ottawa, veteran quarterback Henry Burris is expected to retire after 17 seasons, just 2 months after leading the Red Blacks to a Grey Cup title. Time is certainly on Alex Mack's side. The Atlanta Falcons center hasn't expected to practice this week because of a sprained ankle from Sunday's NFC final win over Green Bay. But Atlanta doesn't play again until February 5th when they face the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl at Houston. Canadian Milos Raonic will face Spain's Rafael Nadal in a quarterfinal match at the Australian Open. Nadal has had the better of Raonic in their head-to-head matchups. Raonic, the tournament's third seed, has only two career wins over the ninth-seeded Nadal. No rest for the Calgary Flames. They're in Montreal to face the Canadiens after dropping a 4-0 decision last night in Toronto. Elsewhere, the Ottawa Senators host the Washington Capitals while the Winnipeg Jets play at San Jose Sharks. The Toronto Raptors won't have an all-star guard, DeMar DeRozan, in the lineup when they host the San Antonio Spurs. DeRozan will miss at least two games with a sprained ankle. It's one of eight contests on the hardwood. The Brooklyn Nets say guard Jeremy Lin will miss at least three more weeks because of a hamstring injury. The ailment has sidelined him for most of the season. GM Sean Marks said Lin aggravated his left hamstring during rehab. Venus Williams beat Anastasia Pavlikovic to advance the semifinals at the Australian Open. The seven-time Grand Slam singles winner has overcome an energy-sapping illness and is playing some of her best tennis since being diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome in 2011. Williams says that she has no plans to retire, even at age 36.
I have a lot to give to the game. I feel like I have a lot of great tennis in me. So anytime you feel that way, then you continue. And why not? I have nothing to lose, literally.
San Antonio rested some of its regulars and still had plenty left to dominate Brooklyn, 112-86. Nets center Brooke Lopez said and San Antonio's offense was tough to handle.
They just moved the ball really well, and they made it tough for us. You know, they made us play defense the full shot clock, the full 24-second shot clock, and it's tough when you have to do that.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, ice pellets and freezing rain will change soon to snow with a high of -1. The snow will be ending early this evening, chased away by clouds with a low of -5. And tomorrow will be cloudy with periods of snow beginning late in the afternoon and a high of 0. At 12:09, it's -2 degrees. QNET News on the air on 921X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Katy Perry. News on 91X next at 1.